Okay, we'd like to welcome everybody to the public hearing. And we'll start by reading some comments that came in that, or Matt's going to read them, some of the comments that were.
I don't know where you got comments.
So these came over email. The first one is, it says, "Dear Daggett County Commissioners, I support the transfer of the fire station, conference hall, and justice court over to the town of Dutch John. The transfer will benefit more than just the residents of Dutch John, but also the rest of the county and many visitors. Many of our livelihoods depend on. Sincerely, David Bruce McDonald III.
So, and then there's another one down at the bottom, isn't it?
It's the same. It says the same thing.
But it's from... It's from, one's from...
I think they're both from Dave.
Yeah, I thought they were both.
Well, I read one that was, I thought was from, this one's from...
Oh, the third.
This is from...
But that one says the third, too, but in a different way.
So, one way or another, it's going to make me look like I assumed something. And, okay, we'll say it's from the same person. Would you say that's from the same?
Looks like it.
Is it the same comment?
Same comment.
Same comment, same email address.
I just seen one.
1-3
the two. Okay. Sorry.
"Dear Daggett County Commissioners, I support the transfer of the fire station, conference hall, and justice court over to the town of Dutch John. The transfer will benefit more than just the residents of Dutch John, but also the rest of the county and many of the visitors, and many visitors, many of our livelihoods depend on. Sincerely, Amy McDonald, Dutch John resident." "To whom it may concern, I support the transfer of the civic buildings in Dutch John from Daggett County to the town of Dutch John. This action will benefit the county and the town. Thank you for taking my opinion into account. Signed, John and Stacy Rauch." Am I saying that right?
Rausch.
"Cedar Springs Marina. Dear Daggett County Commissioners, I support this transfer of the fire station, conference hall, and justice court over to the town of Dutch John. The transfer will benefit more than just the residents of Dutch John, but also the rest of the county and the many visitors many of our livelihoods depend on. Thank you. Sheena Maps and Cody Patton, Dutch John."
Okay. So we'll entertain any other comments at this time. Come up here and state it.
Say your name for the record.
Yeah.
Butch Johns, Dutch Johns, and I guess I'm just say I'll support this resolution, the county and the town vote for the transfer of the property to the town of Dutch Johns for the fire station.
Mayor Rogers, of course I support this. We've worked on it for a little bit now. Appreciate you guys widening our views and working with me in the town and the county. Neil, did you get?
I did get Dennis's proposal.
Did you just get it, or it's not in this, right?
It's not in that.
Okay.
That's the one that was available at the time we posted the public notice.
Yeah, that was posted with the notice.
And I think we've made a couple of revisions since. Nothing major, just mostly with that.
Yeah, I thought what Dennis wrote up sort of gathered what we talked about last time with trying to cover everybody's bums with what if something bad happens when we're out in your neck of the woods doing something.
Right.
I don't know. Did you guys get a chance to read any of that or see that paragraph?
We did talk about it.
We talked about it at the meeting.
It captured at least what we were thinking of. Generally, pretty generally.
I think we were more apt to go simpler from our discussions of saying maybe if this is fair, or to speak more towards a call out amount, total for call out, and then part of it, but not. And then the other part on the repairs, I don't know that we have consensus yet, but at least there was some discussion toward. The dilemma still, and it was the dilemma with you as we spoke, our own dilemma was that trust factor part, keeping it there, and at the same time stating what we mean in the agreement when it comes to the, whether it's four calls or six and 40%, 60%, just saying, okay, if there's a catastrophic, this is me speaking, if there's a catastrophic event, an engine in the engine, a motor, or the whole truck, are we talking that, or are we talking hoses, and are we talking stuff attached to the truck?
Right.
And not saying we wouldn't participate in whatever, but if insurance is going to cover those things, then maybe there's another discussion that happens. And that's what I thought we kind of left ourselves in our conversation. That Dennis tried to come up with a way to do that, but I don't know that it's, we're all the way there. From my perspective and ours, I think we just recognize that the spirit of the agreement's still there. We can fine-tune it yet to sign it. That's not, how did you put it, Neil? In terms of significance. So we can iron that out in the meantime. It doesn't have to be something we'd have to go back to a public hearing on.
Right. Yeah, that'll be a good place to start after what we...
Right.
I mean, we went in there pretty deep, and then, well, that's too deep, and you can't cover it all.
Right.
You know, you'd never be able to cover it all.
And then how simple do we make it? But I think from the perspective of what he provided, it certainly provided the conversation to be tighter than it was. It's a lot less tighter in a good way in terms of narrowing that. Where we were is we're getting down to words and punctuation, in essence, to make those definitions clear of how to repay or pay for things that wear out. Or, yeah. Not a deal killer, in some people's words.
I'm Sandy Kunkel, Dutch John Town Council person, and I do support this resolution. I appreciate and thank you for considering this, and we need it. And especially for the residents that their insurance are kind of jeopardized because we're not up to par on our fire department, and we are working at that. So yes, I do support this. Thank you.
Could I make a comment?
You're a citizen and more than able to say things, so go ahead. But you have to stand at the...
Make me.
You're already made, and what a mess. That's what my kids used to tell me.
That I am very appreciative of the fact that we've been able to sit down and work it out and keep working in a positive direction. It benefits both of us, and it benefits the residents of both the incorporated and the unincorporated. Yes, there's things that either side might be less than happy with, but none of it is a deal killer at this stage of the game, and I am grateful for this opportunity to make it work and to have the door open to have the conversation. So,
yeah, and I would add to that with this agreement, there's been things that went forward that it's no longer the county has a fire truck. You know, we've turned that over to Dutch John already, so some of this stuff has been done, you know, so it's, I feel like we're...
In good faith.
I just like to add to what Jack said. I think we're trying to make it, we want it to appear as it really is, that we're trying to move forward and give and take, and we're not trying to... We want to develop the trust in here that, you know, each every once in a while it comes out from either side that, you know, we're still having a little problem with trust, but we need to have some of this so that we can develop a trust that hasn't been one of our strong suits and since I've been involved with politics. So if there's, Trevor, you sit on both sides of the, you've seen on both sides, you need to get up and make a comment. Put you on the spot. No.
Now's the time to do it.
There, I knew you could do it, Sammy.
You won't be Santa Claus. You've got
it now. Name's Trevor Brooksby, resident of Dutch John, newly elected town council person, haven't taken office yet. I'm happy to see that both sides are willing to sit down and move forward. As a new member of the community, it's been interesting to see how both sides have been willing to meet and finally hopefully get past some of their old feelings or hard feelings and be able to move in a positive forward manner. I know that was one of the reasons I ran, is to help hopefully try to get moving forward. I think that both communities can benefit from working together very much. And as I said, I do see both sides of it, and you know, there's room for growth for both sides. So I'm happy to see that this is moving in a good direction, and hopefully we can continue to move in a positive direction for both communities. So.
Thanks, Trevor. Appreciate your comments.
Thank you.
I think we all know where my opinions lie.
Well, now's your chance to, if we all know, but reaffirm your...
I'm just going to pass.
Okay. So is there, if there's no other comments, our hearing's concluded. Thank everybody for being over here. Watch for elk on the way home. Deer. No cows.
Shouldn't be any.
Might
cows.
Be a bear, too, though. Watch
shouldn't
for them.
Be any
Mountain
cows.
Lions could still be out
shouldn't
there.
Yeah, but never know.
Shouldn't be any cows. Oh, a fresh, you say a fresh deer at the junction? Did you guys move it?
It still had the appearance of a partial deer.
Somebody else killed it pretty fast.
Yeah, somebody not turning.